I've never known ain't the same as your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same as wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same as wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same as wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same and wonderful is your name. You woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put food on my table, brought joy to my day. I'm glad your love will never change. And wonderful, and wonderful, wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. Things remain the same and wonderful is your name. You woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put food on my table, brought joy to my day. I'm glad your love will never change. And wonderful, and wonderful, wonderful is your name. Wonderful, and wonderful, and wonderful, wonderful is your name. All of my life, I'll serve him for the rest of my life. Yes, for the rest of my life, I'll serve him for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, I'll serve him for the rest of my life. Yes, for the rest of my life, I'll serve him for the rest of my life. And wonderful, wonderful is his name. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty good God. We thank him for giving us new mercies and new grace this morning. Hallelujah. For favor, for blessings, for increase, for protection, for peace, for hope, for joy. And wonderful is his name. We call on the name of Jesus because he is wonderful. Hallelujah. I am grateful for the things that he has done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart, have mercy, Jesus, are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories you won. I could go on and on and on about your work, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. Touch your heart this morning. It's gratefulness. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 grateful. Are you grateful this morning? Grateful, grateful, grateful. Oh, grateful. What are you grateful for? Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 grateful. Gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Grateful, 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 gratefulness is flowing from my heart. Flowing from my heart, yes, Lord, are the issues of my heart. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart. It's gratefulness. Hallelujah. Are you grateful this morning? Are you grateful that he blessed you? Are you grateful that he kept you? Are you grateful that he
Father God, we thank you, Father, for just being wonderful, just for being the one who is our provider, our protector, our shield, our buckler, Father. We just thank you for being our Father, our nurturer, the one who is our good shepherd, oh God. We just thank you. Thank you, and we're grateful. We're grateful, Father, that you allowed us just to see a new day. We're grateful that you brought us here to the TMC call. We're grateful that you allowed the Diaz de Leon family, Father, to found Artist Life, Father. We pray that you cover them. We're grateful for Papa and Mama, and we're grateful that they have passed the baton for Elvia and her husband, Father, and we're grateful for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're grateful for the ministers that are on this call. We're grateful for all those who have come and assembled themselves today to hear a word from you, Father. We're grateful for the mouthpiece that you have appointed for such a time as this, Father, to give us a word on today that we may move forward on today with direction and focus. We're grateful, Father, that just being who you have set us to be. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Host, are you out there today? Hallelujah.
Can you hear me, Minister Sharon?
I can. I can hear you loud and clear. Our prayer general, thank you so much for being you. Take it over.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this crisp Monday morning. I tell you, I love it when it's cool outside. You know, it's just like it's refreshing. Thank you so much for having the joy of the Lord in your heart always. Every time you come on, we could hear your smile and your joy in God, and we're so thankful for you. And again, Minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale out there on the West Coast, just praising the Lord just like a songbird. And I tell you, you just bring us in before his presence, and we're so grateful for you. Good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I'm so thankful and grateful that God has brought us here once more and again. Of course, I got to share with you that this call started back in 2010, and I am so thankful to God that he told these two wonderful women, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that, yes, you got to have the master's call. And we are here today, 10 years later, day by day, Monday through Friday, and listening for what the Lord has for us each and every day. And they stood on the word of God, and it is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, you know, we do have a website. You can always go and get a word any time of the day or the night and say, you know what, I feel like hearing a word from the Lord. And you can go there to our website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see all the messages are there. Then we have the bios of our speakers. We have information of when we're on doing our fasting. And it's such vital information that can keep us together and hear what God has for us each and every day. Now, our theme is for this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, many of you might want to be a part of this awesome ministry. You could do so with greeting. You can host. You can sing before the presence of the Lord. I mean, whatever God has upon your heart to do, you can send some information to us to info mastermastercall@themasterscall.net, and we'll be happy to have you a part of us. What started us all together is this awesome health and wellness company, Artist International, which is now Artist Life, which has the best products on this side of heaven, I must add. And I'm telling you, just phenomenal, phenomenal products that have been helping people with their health. And, oh, the testimonies, truly, truly awesome. People, when they were faced with death, is now alive. And we don't make any claims, but guess what? What I've seen and what I've heard, oh, my goodness, get with the person that invited you, and they'll share more information with you. Now, they have the new morning motivational call that's happening every Monday through Friday right after this call, Artist Life does. So, listen, go there and hear what's going on. Now, today is Inspirational Monday with Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon hosting, and then Pastor Carlton will be ministering today. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Listen, I'm getting out of the way because we have another awesome woman of God, and of course she's one of our co-founders. She is definitely not a stranger to this call, and we want God to have his way with her. She was born right here in the great state of Mississippi. You guys got to come here to see what I'm talking about, okay? All right, beautiful coastline, 24 miles of beaches, okay? But she was born right here in Mississippi. She received her master's degree of divinity and doctor in ministry from ITC in Atlanta. She has enjoyed married life, mother of two adult children. She's a GG to five grandchildren. And she loves them with all God has given her. She enjoys network marketing. She was the first ambassador of artists, you guys, co-founder of The Master's Call. She has been around the world, traveled. She has been the chaplain in the service in the Army for our country, serving our country, and we're so grateful for her. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, the founder of the Joy Retreat in Monticello, Mississippi, none other than the one and only Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Well, Prayer General, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so very much for that introduction. Thank God for each and every one of you here on TMC this morning. I thank you all. I do love and appreciate you. I thank you, Minister Tiffany, for grateful I am I this morning as I am looking out at this sunshine. My dear Minister Brenda wants the coolness of Mississippi, and I'm seeking the sun. Lord have mercy. It is a good place to be as I look out today. It is absolutely beautiful with the fall leaves coming in, and my sister asked for pictures of that. I thank God today also for my own angel minister, Sharon, there in Houston, Texas. Between these two songbirds, I'm telling you the truth. We can't help but soar over here on the Master's Call. And we thank God for the person who is absolutely responsible for saying yes to the Lord with me as we started this thing over 10 years ago. And I thank God that he has given her what is needed for it to sustain itself, stickability. That's what she has. And I tell you, she just sticks to whatever God gives her to do as she is taking care of our mother Josie there, as she is absolutely loving and sustaining the artist family and this TMC family. I thank God for you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I absolutely love you. Let's get to it, as Como would say. Let's get at it this morning as we go into the Word of God, as we are going to continue this series. I did not think that we would be where we are with our in the world with our election. I thought that by now all of the votes would have been counted and everything would be moving right along as we were transitioning to a new administration. as opposed to that, we are at a place whereby folks are still debating over who the next president of these great United States. And I say they are great. We don't have to go back to make them great again. They are already great. I thank the Lord that, yes, they have many flaws as everything, because we are imperfect people who serve here in these states. However, I thank God because I have traveled the states. Those who have not traveled don't really know how great things are here for you. I'm telling you, each and every time I've gone out of country and come back, I said, God, I thank you, I'm home. And when I went to Desert Storm and came back, I actually got out, got on the ground, kissed the ground. Thank the Lord. And I wasn't even in the United States then. I was just back to Germany. I was glad. Germany is better than where I was. And so with that being said, you all, you turn to Amos, the ninth chapter, and we are going to get at it again as we are going to go into the prophetic word that I believe God gave me to give to you during this season. I now understand why I did not complete it last time, because the election was not over. However, during this season, God is releasing these great promises to you. And I'm asking that you go on and write them down, because even if I don't get finished with preaching it like I want to today, I'm going to give them to you so that you would have them as I'm going through them. All righty. And the other reason I'm doing this is because I quite frankly can't remember where I stopped last time. I was talking so much. The very first the scripture is Amos the ninth chapter. And I started reading at the 11th verse, and 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yes, just read through all of that. And I'm going to come back and read that. But I want you to go on and write these down, because I want you to activate these. You've got to act. Let me tell you what you need to understand about the word of God as it comes to you as a prophecy. As it comes to you, you can't just sit and wait. You've got to activate. Ooh, I like that. That just came out of the oven. I didn't even plan for that. You can't just sit and wait on the word to come to fruition. You've got to activate this word. Okay, so the very first thing that I mentioned to you last time is that your discerning capacity will increase. And I also said to you that every time God give a prophetic word, you've got to do something. Just as he told the Israelites, in order for this wall to come down, you've got to march around it seven times. Had they not marched around it, the instructions had been given, that wall would not have come down. And so I gave you several examples about that, and I won't go into all of them. However, the instructions for this particular one is don't ignore this gift that you have, because you're going to walk up on somebody. And the Lord is going to say to you to talk to that person. And instead of you being scared, and yes, that's Mississippi scared, instead of you acting in fear, walk up to the person and just start talking. Hello, how are you? My name is Dr. PK. I don't know you. You don't know me. But talk. You don't know where that thing is going to lead you, okay? Number two. Strangers are going to bless you. I don't know if I've really worked on this one or not, but I'm going to go and put it in there and talk to you a little bit about it just in case. See, we would like to look to the people we know to be the ones who will bless us. We get mad because our family members don't want to come in business with us, but they know you. They know you have never known anything about business. My family members know that I'm not a counter. I'm not the mathematician. David Roberts was. So why would they want to be in business with me and I might take and put 2 + 2 = 6 instead of 4? I mean, why get mad with them folks that they don't want to be in business with you? Look for strangers to be a blessing to you. Yeah, I think I worked on that last time. All right, number three, your spiritual vision will increase. Your spiritual vision will increase. Glory to God. Drop the scales from our eyes so that we can see you, see your work, see what you're doing in our lives. I don't think I worked on that with you all last night. That's where I'm going to start today on number three. Number four, you will operate from peak performance. you will see some of us are just mediocre. That's the word right now. That'll do. I know I got to work on that today. And number five, a season of supernatural payback from all who have wronged you. This is a season for you to expect payback for all of those who have wronged you. Let me go on and give you the instructions for that one. Number one is to forgive. Forgive those who have hurt you and pray for them and say, God, I thank you for retribution. Yes, God is going to. This is a season, a time of retribution in your life. All righty. Let's just get right to the scripture. I want to read it again to you because it's just so good. But also on the judgment day, I will restore David's house that has fallen to pieces. Lord have mercy. My dear friend and the pastor down here on the Brenda's pastor is preaching on pick up the pieces. I'll repair the holes in the roof, replace the broken windows, fix it up like new. David's people will be strong again and seize what's left of the enemy Edom, plus everyone else under my sovereign judgment. God's decree, he will do this. Here we go. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people of Israel. Thus ends the reading of the word for me today. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. I'm telling you, this word has rocked me steady over this past week because it has been quite a week for me. I don't know about you, but this has been a week for me. I've had people calling, crazy things happening, paid for a brand new phone that wouldn't work. I mean, just crazy stuff happening. And I'm saying, God, God, what is it and where are you? I'm starting with your spiritual vision will increase. I just reread the word. The word look is perception, divine perception here. Your spiritual vision will allow you to see and discern between demonic and divine directives. When, and here's an example of it. When you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you that you are going to die or that you need to have surgery for this or that or the other, your spiritual vision and your spiritual perception will let you know that, don't agree with that. You go to the lawyers and the lawyer will tell you, I went to the lawyer this, had to go to the lawyer this week, you all. Lawyer quoted something. He said, you're looking at me kind of funny. I said, yeah, because you know I ain't going to pay you that kind of money. Come on, man. You better go back and come back again. You all got to understand that when God is with you during this season, your spiritual vision is going to increase and you are going to believe what is dropping out of people's mouths. You're going to ask God for spiritual vision on what you are to do and how you are to act in a certain situation. Sometimes this vision is going to be in opposition to everything that looks factual from the natural eye. But I want you to go into the supernatural now and understand that God is working with you on a different level, on a level that you have not worked on before. He is saying, behold, I'm doing a new thing in you. Somebody said, it's time to shift. Yes, it's time to shift from what you have done and have experienced to this new thing. You need spiritual vision so that everywhere you look, somebody said, look, look, look. Everywhere you look, spiritual vision, look, look, look. God is giving you insight as you've never had it before. I want you to know how sharp your vision is going to be. You are so busy working in your own house. You don't have time to stay glued to your TV, computer, and a laptop trying to figure out what is who is lying about the White House. You're so busy taking care of your own business that you don't have time to be running around flipping and flapping in other folks' business. This is a plenty for you to do when you understand that this is a season of shift, of spiritual vision, so that you can get your increase. How many ready for your increase? Somebody said, she said, look for your increase. Look for it. Look for it. Anything coming at you that looking pulled down and out, you know that this is not that season for you. You know that this is not yours. I ain't got but 3 more minutes to run this thing on in. Number 4, you will operate from peak performance. I love this one. Oh, you all listen to this because this is so good. I'm telling you the truth. It is, and it's been happening for me, and I've been operating out of it. Here in the scripture, it says blessing, and right after that blessing, it says blessing again. So in the words, when it says blessing after blessing, you need to understand that the first blessing is always for you. Take care of you. I know that some of you saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost seal on the way to heaven, folks, think that is selfish, but it's not. You can't take care of other folks until you take care of yourself. So the first blessing is always for you. Ooh, I know you're glad I'm telling you that. Now, the second one is not for you. The first blessing is for you, but the second blessing is going to come through you so that you can bless somebody else. Tell the Lord, say blessing after blessing. Bring them on, Lord. I'm going to do the right thing with it. And because I'm here to tell you that if you don't do the right thing, then your blessings will stop. That's why some of you are in the dry place that you are in right now. It's because you kept the blessing that should have gone to somebody else. So God wants you to know this morning. No, I ain't on nothing but the Holy Ghost. I want you to know that blessing after blessing will be coming your way during this season, and I want you to do the right thing with the blessings so that they'll keep coming. That is your instruction. To follow the right, follow this recipe so that blessings on top of blessings, don't stop the flow on the hill, blessing after blessing, one for you, one through you, and this process will continue for you. How do you like that? Do not let 2020 get out of here without you getting your double blessings. I want you to understand that in the midst of this coronavirus, yes, it has been some chaos, but good God of mercy, we are supposed to come up out of this thing better than we went into it. I don't want you to let 2020, yes, 2021 is looking very good, and it's going to be the year of victory, somebody told me, but I want you to get what you're supposed to get out of 2020 before it gets up out of here. Come on, somebody, let me give you the last one. I got 2 minutes to get this one in. The last one is, oh, Lord Jesus, let me get on to it. I can't give you all of that right, and I gave you there. Number 5, a season of supernatural payback from all who have wronged you. Some of us are walking around here just cut up, slapped up, docked down. I mean, folks have really hurt us up kind of bad during this here time, and life has too. Well, this scripture here talks about wine coming out of the mountain, off the mountain. And whenever you see that in the Bible, it's used for celebration. Wine in the Bible, you all, is really used for celebration, not for people to get high stoned and walk around here talking about every weekend when they get paid, they're going to go payday, go get them something to drink because they were able to finish a week's of work. Come on. When wine was poured from the mountaintop, it signified spiritual elevation. It was a sign of a season of supernatural. So now we are in a period of supernatural because we've never been in this place before. So God himself has to help us up out of this place. So I want you to look at the scripture here as it goes on to tell us, I will make everything right again. God and only God can make this mess right that we have here. He's the only one that can take this mess that we are in and make a message out of it. Glory be to God. Supernaturally, he says that this is a season of retribution. Everybody who has come and taken from you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got a list going. But what I want you to do with that list is I want you to take that list and say, Lord, I forgive them. Lord, I forgive Joe Blow for having wronged me. Name them. and I claim the payback. It's not coming from them. It's coming by way of the Spirit. All glory be to God. And you're going to be restored. Yes, everything that was stolen, the devil, you better bring it back. Hey, glory be to God. It is retribution time, somebody say it is. Your health, your money, your relationship, everything you lost, this is payback time. Go out looking for it. Based on this scripture, I really believe that God will do these things. I believe that God wants us to go out and get at everything that he is promising us here in these five things that we must do so that we can enter in 2020 the way he would have us to. I'm going to say this and I'm closing. In 2021, as 2020 is ending, a big door is going to open, and enough blessings will walk through that door that it will take care of everything you needed to in 2020 and set you up real good to live well in 2021. Come on, Prayer General, take it and do what you need to do. I wanted to get through with that one today. Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Don't sit and wait. You got to activate. I grabbed that thing. I grabbed it right then and there. Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I tell you. It's retribution time. Yes, it is. Okay, I got it. Glory to God. Thank you again. I will call you back to close us out with the benediction. And I tell you, you guys, you got to share this with somebody. But let's pray over our prayer requests before we carry on. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being the awesome, awesome, magnificent God that you are. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you, Father, for this awesome word that you've given us this morning. We thank you, oh God, for this woman of God who have poured into us this morning, Lord God. And Lord, yes, we forgive. We forgive all those who have wronged us. We forgive them, Lord, because you forgave us. We forgive them, Lord, because you have poured into us your love. We thank you, Father, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes us clean. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the right to the tree of life, Lord God. So with that, we come against every situation, every illness, every opposition that's attacking our loved ones, that's attacking our friends, that's attacking our country, that's attacking our cities. In the name of Jesus, we're speaking to it and say, you got to cease. You cease right now. You cease illness, you cease COVID, you cease right now in the name of Jesus. We're speaking, we're pouring the blood over it because the blood still works. We glorify you, Father, because it's done not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. And we glorify your name. We thank you for healing all in the mighty name of Jesus, especially little Destiny, Father God. She's coming before me, and I know, Father, that cancer is a name and it's got to bow to the name of Jesus. And we call it done in your name. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen and give peace to the bereaved families, Lord God, the Hannah family, Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family, and Flanagan's, Lord God, the Miles family, D. Lee and Griffin family, and all those, Father, that we know, Lord God. Give them peace like never before through this trying time. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, Dr. PK got me on fire, you guys. I'm telling you, we got to share this message. Send it to somebody today and empower them. That payback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Again, the new morning motivational call is next with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon hosting and Pastor Carlton Johnson is ministering. The phone number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Songbird Tiffany. Thank you for blessing us such a miraculous way, as always. And thank you, Minister Sharon, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord. We love you both, sisters. And thank you again, Dr. PK, for this awesome word. Would you come back and close us with the benediction?
Good. Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. As this is the middle of the month, I mean, this is the 16th of November, you know we are getting there. Open up your hearts and minds to receive everything that God has for you. Live every day with a sense of expectancy so that you can shift into the place that he would have you to be. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with each of us so that we will shift, hallelujah, and embrace the new things and the new people that you are bringing into our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today. Bye-bye.